Okay, well, welcome, Blythe.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome to Garden Conversation. I heard a rumor that spring might actually arrive. I heard that. And maybe it's time to start thinking about, at least, planting seeds. So you're one of our leading lights locally on getting plant starts going. I'm always amazed about what you do. So let's talk about what you do to get those seeds going. And today is February 15th, as this is airing. So what seeds have you already sown?
Oh, well, there's... Basically, the seeds that are really difficult to start or take a long time. So like begonias, petunias, pansies, violas, dahlias, columbine, gazanias, various herbs like rosemary. All of these take a long time. Begonias in particular, I started those like 2 months ago. So.
And those are the little begonia?
Yeah, they're tiny, tiny, tiny seeds.
Uh-huh.
So there's a whole bunch of stuff that can go wrong with them. But yeah.
Okay.
They're pretty cool.
And so you started all of those?
Varying times. Some of the begonias about 2 months ago.
And then
the other ones, you know, between a month and a bit ago.
So you actually start some in December.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then some in January and some now. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. In general, what kind of soil do you use for seed starting?
Seeds require a really fine soil and a light soil, generally, especially if the really small seeds. I go for, you can start with like a seed starting mix, or I happen to make my own, special blend that's potting soil and peat moss.
Okay.
And that works really well. I mix it up and it makes it really light and fluffy. And basically the reason why you want to do that is because this, particularly the small seeds will fall into the cracks and get washed down too far by watering them. And then they don't germinate.
Oh, okay. And then you just mist them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Or do you water from the bottom up?
I don't water from the bottom up. And the reason why I don't do that is I've had way too many problems with them getting too moist.
Okay.
I don't know if it's our environment or what, but they just seem to develop all sorts of fungal issues and root rot and things like that. And so I don't, until they're really large, mature plants, I always water from the top.
Okay. Huh. Interesting. And what kind of temperature do you use for germination?
So you need to look at the package and look at the seeds and see what they require. So some actually require cold stratification. That means putting them in the refrigerator for a given amount of time, normally 2 weeks or longer.
Mm.
Other ones require a heat mat. Because they like to be a little bit above the normal room temperature that one keeps their house. And remember that wet soil is cold soil. So even though your house might be at 70 degrees, the soil will actually be a little bit cooler.
Okay.
So it's nice to have a heat mat to warm that temperature up, because a lot of seeds like it about 70 to 80 degrees, in that range. And so a heat mat normally raises it about 10 degrees, which is perfect. Yeah.
Okay. So you said something really radical there about reading the back of the package.
I know, what a concept, right?
Amazing information that you can find there.
Yes. Sometimes they don't always have information on it. If they don't, look it up online.
Okay.
You can find it somewhere.
Yeah, okay. And what about light and humidity?
Light, obviously, very important. One of the problems with heat mats is the fact that if you leave the plant on the heat mat for too long, it will create a really leggy plant, and they need to be put under light immediately.
Okay.
So you want to take the plant, put it under the light, and the light should be within 2 inches of the seedling.
Okay.
Like a window, especially right now, is just not enough for most plants. Some plants will do okay there, but most plants just don't like that. Even in about a month, there's still not quite enough light.
Okay. Yeah. And an easy way to measure an inch is that it's really close to that last joint on your finger, to the fingertip, is about an inch.
Yep.
Yeah. Everybody can go measure their own, but...
Yes.
That's a good...
Close enough, kind of, yeah.
It's close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And what kind of lights are you using?
You can use grow lights. You can use shop lights for a short period of time.
Okay.
But it is important that those lights be on for a very long time also, between 12 and 14 hours.
Okay.
And so I use a combination.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both of those. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then how and when do you fertilize your starts?
I don't put any fertilizer in the soil initially. And then once the seedling starts to emerge and they start to get about their first leaves, mm-hmm. then I start to fertilize at least once a week. And then once they get large enough to be potted up into a larger container, then they actually get potted into soil with fertilizer in it, so like an organic fertilizer mm-hmm. that won't burn them. And then I still continue to fertilize them like about twice a week.
Okay, and with a week fertilizer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you say they get the first two leaves, now most of them will have the cotyledon,
the little
thicker leaves.
Yeah.
So is it when it's
like the true leaves? I said.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not the cotyledons,
right.
But the next leaves.
Yes.
After,
yes.
The real leaves that look like the real plant.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not those thick little
yeah.
seed thingies. Okay. Which are full of food for them already. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Are there other factors that you consider when you're doing your seed starting?
The biggest thing that I have an issue with, is the timing of starting the seeds. Now I start a lot of flowers and mm-hmm. people, when they come to my place, they want to buy flowers. They can see the bloom on them and see what they look like. So I have to time everything very, very carefully so that it actually comes out at the right time and it's not too far gone. It's not too small. So there's a lot of timing issues.
Mm-hmm.
For what I plant. And the other is begonias are one of my, they make me feel like a failure a lot.
And those little tiny begonias, tell me the name of those again.
The you talking about the wax begonias?
The wax begonias.
Yeah.
So I got wax begonias from you last year, and mm-hmm. they were amazing, mm-hmm. and they have made it through the winter my attached greenhouse that
excellent.
I keep between about 60 and 65, and they're under... you know, grow lights.
Mm-hmm.
Will they bloom again this year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've overwintered them
amazing.
Before.
Amazing.
Yep, yep. Basically, all the begonias, you can overwinter them.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've done the wax begonias before, too, and they do great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're awesome.
The downside is my cat thinks that begonias are just the best delight
tasty,
ever.
Tasty, huh?
Tasty, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the plants look good,
yes.
yeah. But they're not going to bloom until I get them away from her.
Right. One of the nice things about begonias is they don't require a great deal of light.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, they do overwinter easier than, you know, a lot of other plants.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then when you fertilize, it's weak fertilizing. A week.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Once the plant's larger in a larger pot, then I'll do full strength fertilizer, depending on the plant. Some plants mm-hmm. don't like that. So you also need to be aware of what your plant's desires are,
okay.
I suppose.
I have a feeling from what you're saying that you keep pretty close records.
I do. Yes.
What's going on?
I record when I plant them, when they sprout, what kind of germination rate I get from them. Yeah, all sorts
yeah.
of different stuff.
Which
like that.
Seed company is the most
oh, yeah.
reliable?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's interesting because different people that I've talked to have different success with different kinds of seed companies.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And some just, you know, some things just don't work for me, but might work fine for you or whatever.
Yeah.
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 So we all get to find out our own little flukes.
Yes. Yes.
Along the way, too. What's your biggest challenge with seed starting?
Like I said, it was the timing is one of the biggest challenges.
Uh-huh.
When you get a new plant, too, trying to figure out how that fits into everything.
Mm-hmm.
Learning everything was the biggest challenge, you know, just trial and error is the thing. You just have to experiment. A lot. When I first started out, I wasn't reading the package back as much as I should have been. In fact, I just planted some seeds recently and I looked back at the package and I'm like, oh, dang, I wasn't supposed to cover them. So
oops.
We'll see if any of those survive or not. But yeah, it's, you know, it's just a changing thing from year to year. There's different issues. Last year, like I said, I was having a heck of a time with begonias. I had a big problem with fungus. I tried bottom watering again because everybody said bottom watering was great.
Mm.
No. I lost a lot of plants to that. So, yeah.
Are you on city water or a well?
I'm on, well, what was Florescu water, which is city water, which I think it comes from Piedad now.
Okay, so it's treated with chlorine and so on.
It is, yeah.
Do you do anything to, let the water sit and off-gas or anything before you use it?
I don't. I have too many plants to
mess
to,
with that.
Yeah, to even try that, yeah.
How long have you been doing this seed starting thing, like,
for myself,
at this level?
Yeah, for myself, I've been doing it for a really long time, and I was doing quite a bit. But at this level, it was really in 2021 that I really amped up
so
and
started.
So you're
really fairly new at doing it at a commercial level.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you,
yeah.
I mean, you end up with just amazing things. And back to what you were talking about with the timing on the flowers, a lot of you do a lot of sales right around Mother's Day.
Yes.
So you really want things looking great.
Yeah,
great
exactly.
For mom.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I know as a longtime gardener myself, I know I get really excited to start seeds. Mm. And it just, you know, I have to force myself to wait until a certain date. Or the starts just get too leggy, and then they're weak and subject to breakage when you transplant them outside, and there's nothing sadder than nurturing this plant along, and you put it outside, and the next day the wind blows, and you go out, and oops.
Yeah, yes, it is a big problem. And, you know, the worst things about leggy plants is often they just don't recover from that.
Right.
You just get a weaker plant that just doesn't do very well.
Yeah. So when do you start most of your seedlings for
most of my veggies and things? Yeah, most of my seedlings, well, I'm actually starting this coming week. I have to plant tons of plants, but that's mostly flower plants.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the people that are going to be starting plants are going to be starting, like you said, the veggies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about mid-April.
Mid-March.
Yes.
Okay.
Mid-March until about early April, depending on the type of plant.
Okay.
But yeah, mid-March is a good time. It's also a time when there's more light, so you're less likely to get leggy plants, you know, if you don't have a big setup.
Okay, yeah. I used to start most of my veggies right around about March
mm-hmm.
15th.
Ides
of March was kind of my date. Now with climate change, I've moved it ahead to about March 5th.
Yes, yeah.
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 Because I can put things out in the garden faster.
Yes. Yeah. Certain things, definitely, you can start them a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
For the general person who's just wanting to plant a couple seeds and get them out there, about mid-March is a good date. But yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, one of the things I love doing is starting bulbs in October in pots and putting them out in my garage. And then I start bringing them in now. So right now in my kitchen, I have blooming amaryllis, hyacinth, a red tulip that's going to be open probably when I get home today.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, and some daffodil narcissus that are coming. But I have found that there's one of those online suppliers of narcissus, they don't bloom.
Mm.
So I've had really good luck with ones I've bought here locally, but not from this one particular. And it's 2 years in a row, and just nothing.
No, a couple of my people that I was buying stuff from, they won't ship to Alaska anymore. It's driving me bananas.
Yeah, well, this one shouldn't, apparently. Yeah, what about taking cuttings on things like geraniums and other kind of soft woods? Is this a good time to do that?
It is a good time. I don't end up doing a whole lot of that myself because I just don't have the space to overwinter a lot. But this is a really good time to take those soft.
Softwood cuttings.
And if you want to divide plants that are out in the garden in the spring, is a good time to do that when they're just starting to come up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And how about hardwood cuttings?
Spring again.
Okay.
When you're taking cuttings from like currants and stuff like that, they need the summer to establish themselves so they can survive the winter.
Okay. And then you just take the cutting, dip it in a rooting hormone, and put it in vermiculite?
You can, well, it depends on the plant. Mm-hmm. With currants, I just stick them in the ground, and oftentimes they'll root.
Off they go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other ones, yeah, you will need to use like a rooting hormone and stick them, not necessarily in vermiculite, but at least
something. Okay.
Soft.
Well, that's
keep it watered. Yeah. Don't forget them.
That's something for another time. Yeah. So we're just about out of time here. But if you haven't ordered your seeds, it's time to do that.
Yeah.
Well, you can get them. I don't think it's quite as tough to get seeds as it was during the pandemic.
No, not as bad. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. It's so amazing to have all of those things. I just been eating now like crazy out of my freezer trying to make space for the next year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, love it.
Time to make jams, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go home to carrot soup, actually, and have spaghetti squash with basil for dinner.
Sounds delicious.
Okay. Well, Blythe, we're out of time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.